describing Makas Choshech, the Pasuk says, "Vehi Choshech Afela b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim." There was a deep darkness in all of the land of Mitzrayim. Laro Ishes Achav. For 3 days, no one was able to see their brother. And the question is, the Torah already stated that the darkness was so deep, it was so profound, that Vayomish Choshech, the darkness was so thick that you can physically feel the darkness. So why was it necessary for the Pasuk to add, Laro Ishes Achav? It's clearly obvious that there was such intense darkness, then obviously you cannot see your fellow man. And the Chiddush HaRim says something phenomenal. The Torah is teaching us a profound lesson in interpersonal relationships. Do you know why V'yi Choshech Afela B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim? You know why there was such extreme darkness? Because L'ro Ishes Achav. Because no one saw the value in having a brother. The greatest darkness that can ever be is when we don't see the value in having a loyal friend. When we don't appreciate the qualities of our spouse and our family members. When we take for granted the fact that we have people that love us and care about us. When we don't recognize our blessings, then life is Choshech Afela. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Eizo Asher, who is considered wealthy? Hasameich b'chelkai. Who he rejoices in his lot. So what chelkai is the Mishnah referring to? It's a one sort of fascinating idea. It's referring to the acronym of Asher. Einayim, Shinayim, Yudayim, Raglayim. If you appreciate the fact that you have the ability to see and have teeth to chew your food and you're able to walk and your limbs are functioning properly, then you are truly an Asher. Imagine someone offered you $100 million for one of your legs, or $200 million for one of your eyes. Would you take the deal? Of course not. So what does that tell you? You are walking around with hundreds of millions of dollars worth of blessings. Says the Mishnah, Eizehu Asher Hasameich Bechelkai. If a person realizes all of their gifts that they possess, Einayim, Shinayim, Yidayim, Raglayim, then they are truly wealthy. It's human nature that we don't truly appreciate what we have until it's gone. We don't appreciate the gifts that we possess until, God forbid, they're taken away from us. A person doesn't appreciate the significance of something unless there's a real possibility that they might lose it and have to live life without it. Every morning we make the bracha Pekech Ibrim. We thank Hashem for returning our sight. During the night while we were asleep, it's as if we were blind. But perhaps the blessing of Pekech Ibrim has a much more profound message. Sometimes a person can have all the blessings in the world, but they don't appreciate what they have. A person can be physically healthy, earn a nice living, have shalom bayis, have nachas from his children, but they don't realize their blessings, or they choose not to acknowledge or appreciate their blessings. They find things to complain about. Somebody else got more honor in shul. My neighbor has a nicer car. Trivial stuff like that. Such people are blind to the blessings that Hashem has granted them. So we tell them, recite the bracha Pekech Ibrim. This blessing is not only about our physical eyesight, but also about the ability to perceive things. Pekech Ibrim, open up your eyes and you will see the blessings that's around you. You might possess all the blessings in the world, but it's all for naught if you are oblivious to its benefits. This past Shabbos, I had the schus to partake in the annual Bein Ish Shabbaton in Stamford, Connecticut, an incredible organization that assists patients that are suffering with the dreaded disease. On Matzah Shabbos, a man approached me and he shared with me that his 5-year-old child, who was ill, Rahman Islam, requires weekly treatments at the Memorial Hospital in Manhattan. Then he tells me, last week I went into a luncheonette in Brooklyn to buy something to eat. While waiting for my food, 3 customers came to the counter to complain. The first one complained that the butter did not reach all the way to the end of the bagel. The second one was upset because he ordered the everything bagel and he got a sesame bagel. And the third one took issue with the fact that the tomatoes were sliced too thin. And I'm standing there and I'm thinking, if this is what they're complaining about, then it must be that these people have never been to the corner of York Avenue and 67th Street in Manhattan, the site of Memorial Sloan Hospital and Weill Cornell Hospital, where so many Yidden unfortunately find themselves when they or a family member require treatment. The epitome of Makas Choshech is not appreciating the gifts that we already have, or when we find things to complain about. There are plenty of people out there that have a lot less than us, or they are stuck in a hospital bed and would love to be in our position. There's so much to be grateful for if we would just open up our eyes. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.